Federal immigration authorities and the city of Nashville have settled a lawsuit over a raid at an apartment complex in 2010. The ACLU says the case sends a signal that mass roundups of undocumented immigrants are not legal. The raid took place in the Claremont Apartments, a complex near Nashville International Airport. Metro Police and federal immigration officials said at the time they were acting on a tip that two Hispanic gangs were terrorizing residents. But Andre Segura, an attorney with the ACLU, says those suspicions didn't give authorities any right to go into apartments without warrants and make arrests.
That would never give officers, and that's the most basic training that officers receive, but that would never give officers any justification to just stop individuals that they happen to come across or enter any homes.
The ACLU also says in court documents that its clients were subjected to racial profiling, epithets, and excessive force. Such raids don't appear to be common nationwide, but Segura says the settlement sends a strong message that they're illegal. Immigration authorities and city officials deny the allegations. They say they settled the case simply to save taxpayers the expense of fighting it out in court. The ACLU represented 14 people arrested in the raid. Federal authorities agreed to pay them $300,000 in damages. Metro Nashville will pay a total of $10,000. The plaintiffs were also granted deferred action status for 7 years, meaning they can't be deported before then. For National Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.